The union represents some 40,000 members in the immediate capital region. Union officials at the Latham office endorsed candidates for Albany County Executive, Comptroller, Sheriff, and Colony Town Judge. Dan McCoy, endorsed for a second run for County Executive, explains the impact the union has had on the region.
They've been fighting for over 105 years for their workers, for their membership. And all these things that we've gotten over the years, and a lot of people take it for granted. They don't know how they got the extra vacation day or the extra health care. It's because of CSEA and the way they fought over the 105 years. In 1978, CSEA put a women's committee together statewide, and they pushed for pay equality for women. It's 37 years later, and we're talking like this is the first time it's come up. This union's been fighting that issue for 37 years to make a difference for women in the workforce. That's what this endorsement means to me today.
McCoy, who has already been endorsed by a slew of elected officials, including the mayor of Albany and the local congressman, is being challenged by ex-school board member Dan Egan. Egan says he's unfazed by the CSEA endorsement.
My campaign continues to pick up momentum on a daily basis. From Zephyr Teach Out's endorsement to the thousands of Albany County residents who signed my petitions to get on the ballot, and the hundreds of rank-and-file county employees who've been very supportive of my candidacy, to a host of other endorsements from leading Democrats who will be coming down the pike very soon, my campaign is stronger every day.
Comptroller Mike Connors has also worked closely with the CSEA.
I'm very proud to have this endorsement and the support of this union. They've done a great job for the county and state workers, so we do appreciate it and look forward to their help in the fall.
Another faction of CSEA gathered at Bowdoin Park in Wappingers Falls to officially endorse Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro for a re-election. CSEA Capital Region President Kathy Garrison says the union is bipartisan with a 50-50 endorsement ratio statewide.
I cover from Green Columbia County up to the Canadian border. So by and large, it's mostly Republican and mostly very conservative. And we have good relationships on both sides of the aisle. We tend to go more Democratic in Albany because they usually are in line with what we're concerned about.
The other Albany County endorsees, Craig Apple for sheriff and Republican Peter Crummy for Town of Colony Judge. Video of the endorsements is at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.